Well, I finally made it to the studio.
We're here.
I want to know who did not check the gas. Who was responsible for that?
You're looking at me, but I was in the back seat. I was in the back seat, I promise.
He had headphones on. Yeah,
actually, I kind of played an ostrich and buried my head in the sand.
Well, I'm so happy to see you. Actually, they were supposed to be here about 2 o'clock, and then I got a call, and it's...
You know, out west, the gas stations are fewer and farther between than we're accustomed to back east, so we have to adjust.
Right. So they noticed they're out of gas. I had to head back to Santa Fe, and they're here. So this is the Black Lilies that are in the studio. They're going to be at Low Spirits in Albuquerque tonight, and we'll give you more information about that time and address. And their blend of country, alt-rock, neo-folk, and Appalachian soul, so I've heard your music called.
Those are some nice descriptions. Yeah. Appreciate
Did
that.
Did you guys write that?
No, we should have.
Yeah, you
Can
should
we
have.
Copy that? Take that with us?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
They've received critical acclaim, and so much so, their newest album, Runaway Freeway Blues, has been included on numerous Best Albums of the Year lists, and they're in the studio with us today. And let me introduce you to everyone. We've got Cruz Contreras. How
yes,
do you say it?
I appreciate that. That's good. I'll go with that.
I'll try that.
You don't get that every day.
He's the founder of Black Lilies, band leader, lead vocals, guitar. He also plays keys and mandolin, but not with us. That's not with us right now. They're kind of stripped down a bit.
Yes.
We have Trisha Jean Brady, who's an amazing vocalist.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tom Pryor on guitar. He also plays pedal steel. Robert Richards on bass. It's Bowman, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to call you Bowman. It's Bowman Townsend
Bowman.
On percussion. And we have a really important person, Karen Schubert, who's the tour manager with us as well.
That's right.
Okay, can we start off with a tune? People get to hear
Absolutely.
What you sound like if they haven't heard you before, and then we'll do some chatting.
We'll do a song here that we haven't recorded yet, so we're making plans to record this year and hopefully get a release out in 2015. So this is a new song here.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
I was mad at her for letting me go. I set out on a trail of woe. Anybody got in my way, take it or leave it, nothing more to say. Mama sure wouldn't be proud. Studies the way that you tie your shoe. Show him the way that a real man walks. Walk the line and talk that talk.
If I had all to live it over again,
ship I'm in, and I hold your hand, never let go, stand up proud, so everyone will know. And that's the way it goes down, and that's the way it goes down, that's the way it goes.
That's terrific. Woo.
We got it.
You got it. You nailed smokes. It. You nailed it.
Did you record that?
Yeah, it's being recorded on our...
We're making an album with that right there. We're done. That's
You're
it.
Done.
That's the recording. No, I'm teasing.
So this is a brand new song.
Yeah.
That
pretty
is.
Much.
Yeah.
You look flabbergasted, Cruz.
We nailed it.
Hey, he's feeling good today, obviously.
In case you don't know, they nailed it.
Hey,
I could be totally wrong.
No, I think you nailed it.
Got a little bit of a splash on the entry.
Okay, you can critique it afterwards, but let's skip the critique right on that.
Need some critical criticism.
So, I was telling folks before you came on, and maybe I mentioned it just before you went on, that the newest. Your newest one, Runaway Freeway Blues, has made it to all these top of the lists. And I want to name a few. Maybe people will be impressed. It's the number one album on WSM in Nashville. That's the home of the Grand Ole
Opry.
Opry.
Yeah, that was quite an honor.
And number 18 on the Americana Music Association Top 100. What else? The America Songwriters Top 150 Albums list you were on of 2013. No Depression's Top 50 Albums. Folk Alley's Best of 2013. And I just saw a little earlier today, there was a list, and I don't know who put it out, Best Live Shows of 2013. You were number two ahead of Springsteen, Neil Young, Wilco. You're still laughing about that,
I think,
huh?
My mom put that out.
I don't really know who to say. You might want to check the source on that one. I'm not trying to rip on anybody. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of opinions, and we'll take
Does
that
mean the Black Lilies made that list up?
No, we're not that ambitious.
Oh, okay.
We're not big listers.
God. Okay.
Maybe we can open for Bruce Springsteen one day.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was pretty unimpressed, me. So this is, I believe, your third studio album?
It is, yeah, number three.
So, you know, it really interests me when a band produces recordings and they're on the road performing and they have their fan base and things are going well, and then sometimes something happens and there's a transition point where you get to this new level. And I feel from what I've been hearing and certainly listening to the new, I am totally enamored of your new release. I just think every song is just about as a gem. So I'm wondering, did something happen in that transition point from the last one to the new one that put you in a place where it seems you're getting a whole lot more recognition? You're making all these lists.
Well, I think, you know, each time you make a record, you're bound to have a little more notoriety. You know, think about the first record, which I'm equally proud of, but nobody knew it. No, it didn't go anywhere. It didn't leave my house or my car, you know. So by the time you come out with record number three, there's anticipation and people are curious if, you know, you can recreate or improve upon what you got. So I guess that's why we do this, why you get out there and you keep, you know, trying to get the music out there and just reach more people.
Well, I think that's got to be part of it, but sometimes people put out albums and they're just on this even, whatever, you know, not much changes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's also like a personal choice, like the way you like to operate. And I mean, we're all different in this band, but for me, I don't operate very well just like going through the motions. So I don't know. I want every next step to be a little different or hopefully some sort of improvement.
Well, Cruz, to tell you the truth, I was thinking you were going to give me this really deep answer.
Was that deep? That wasn't deep.
No,
that
wasn't. Well, it was fine. It's the truth. No, I thought there was something maybe about what was happening energy-wise.
Okay, I see where you're going. I think. I maybe have no idea where you're going. But definitely one difference is, you know, we were the past 2 years we've been touring full time, so you know you get that. I don't know. The first record was made before there was a band, really. You know, it was more of like a singer songwriter approach, and then, you know, this last record, it's a touring band where we play 200 shows a year, and we have that advantage going into the studio, and the songs have been tested. They've been tested on the stage, on the road, and I think that's where the concept for the record came from. You know. To me, like making a record, you just get the best songs and you record them, get the best individual recordings, and then when it's done, you step back and look at it and try to figure out what the theme was. And so that was definitely the theme of this record, a record made from the road. A lot of it's about the road and a tour.
Trisha, do you have something to say about that?
Well, I think that we try to encompass the energy that we bring on stage. I mean, it's not a live album, which is something we need to do eventually because it is a different kind of thing seeing us live, but you want to bring that energy that you feel on the road at these shows when you know this song works. It's road tested. Everybody's dancing their booties off to it. You know, you want to put that on an album and try to bring that. So I think we try to get closer and closer every time, right?
Yeah. Are you all Tennessee folk? Knoxville?
We're all Knoxville for a pretty good while. There's a few variations.
Yeah, I was born and raised there, so I'm a Knoxville girl for sure. And Tom Pryor over here, he was born and raised there too, so he's... We got the. We're holding it down.
Bowman was born there and spent a few years in Austin, and then came back for school. And then Robert and I both moved there in our later adolescence, or early adolescence, depending on how you look at it, to pursue music. And we've both been there, you know, probably pushing 20 years.
Well, someone calls you Music Appalachian Soul. I mean, neither of us know who that is.
Don't know.
So. Can you talk about what that means to you when you hear that? And is it is the music Tennessee infused?
Definitely. That's a pretty popular... Infused is a popular term nowadays, especially with bacon and alcohol and moonshine. Everything's infused nowadays. And, you know, I've always... As long as I've been playing, I've always thought of the music I play as Tennessee music. So when I was in my high school years and me and my brother traveled around... Played, you know, parties and bluegrass festivals and fiddle contests. And the first band I had in my 20s, people were like, what kind of music do you play? And I was kind of, didn't want to sound like a smart, can you say that on the smart?
Alec?
That's not one of the words.
No, you probably could have said it, but it's all right. Okay. We know what you mean.
And I was like, well, it's Tennessee music. And Tennessee is a really unique state because of all the different regions and musical traditions it has. And, you know, everything from Appalachian mountain music to bluegrass to country music to pop music to R&B to soul, you name it. It's all there, and the history of it is there. So I think we all draw upon a whole lot of musical traditions. And for us, where we're from, the Appalachian music is a strong part of that. And but the soul and everything in between is all there, too.
Yeah, nice. Can you play something else from us? You can play something from the new one?
Yeah, let's switch instruments here and get Trisha to sing lead on a tune. This is when we're experimenting, switching instruments around on.
So Cruz pulled this song out the other day, and it was so worn in and old that Robert asked him if it was the Dead Sea Scrolls. But luckily, you did. You asked him that. It was pretty funny. I laughed. It was great. But it was really worn in, and it was old, but luckily he had never lost it. And so we whipped it out, and a couple days later, we had what we're going to do right now, which is great. And Cruz just looks so happy playing bass. It's kind of wrong, but it's good. The happy is what I mean on the bass. So this one's called The First Time, and hopefully this will be on the new album, too.
One, two. And the first time that I saw your smile, I knew in a moment that I'd walk any mile. And I never, oh no, no, how could I have known that your love would be waiting at the end of a never-ending road? Give me such a hard, hard time. Never felt such cold inside. Tell me, where is my pride? You know it ain't right. Oh no, 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 it ain't right. And the next time that I sent your skin, I knew that your love of ours, oh, it would never end. And I never, oh no, no, how could I know that a love like yours would be wilting, got me feeling oh so low. Such a hard, hard time. Never felt such cold inside. Tell me, where is my pride? You know it ain't right. Oh, no, 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 it ain't right. That I saw your eyes. They say there's nothing to do, nothing to say, don't even try. Oh, but I should have known. Oh, I should have known. Love like yours.
I think you nailed that one.
Oh, thank you.
That's the really, what?
Nailed it.
That's Robert Richards, who's a bass player. He was playing guitar now, and that was Cruz Contreras on bass, and the powerful vocals of Trisha Jean Brady. Beautiful. That's a grand tune.
Isn't it? Aren't you so glad he pulled that back out and didn't lose it?
Yeah.
I am too.
What's the name of it again?
The first time.
The first time. Mm-hmm. We're listening to the Black Lilies right here on Freeform, and besides the three I just mentioned, we have Tom Pryor on guitar as well, and Bowman Townsend on percussion. Tonight at Low Spirits. What time does the show start?
That's a good question.
I thought I saw 9 o'clock.
We're playing with the Howlin' Brothers.
Yep. They're good buddies out of Nashville with ours.
What time do we go?
10:30. It starts at 9.
What time do we play? Are we sure?
The Howlin' Brothers start at 9, so definitely come out for them. They're wonderful.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I can only smile like you're smiling right now, too. You think we would know what time we were playing?
We do. 8 o'clock every day.
You know, I am going to try to find out.
We're on it. What time?
After the Howlin'
Brothers. Okay. Then.
She has her
I did see something on...
Shows at 9.
Yeah, I did see something online that said 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
9 o'clock
it's
it is.
Information age.
So what was it like playing at the Grand Ole Opry?
Well, initially nerve-wracking.
That's a pretty big deal, huh?
Yeah. It's there's no really way to prepare for it, I suppose. It's
Who invited you?
That's a good question. How did we get invited? It's kind of mysterious. We don't know that. We don't know. Our manager tells us to go.
All right.
Someone has to invite you, I'm sure.
The ever-potent manager.
There's a lot of
yeah
powers that be behind the scenes that I don't know.
It does help.
I think it was Oz.
So how were you Oz? How were you received?
We knocked them out, and they invited us right back.
And again and again. We've played it at least 30 times now,
yeah,
I think, which is amazing. And being from Tennessee, that's the big deal to play the Opry.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's really something.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear something from, I guess,
you wanna
not
hear
the upcoming one, but
okay.
But from
what would be a
Runaway
good
Freeway Blues.
Let's see.
Oh, my God, you have so many great tunes.
Let's do Golden Roses.
Let's tell folks, too, how's the instrumentation going to be different tonight?
Well, we plug in, and we're electric band, so instead of Bowman playing a cajon, he'll play an entire drum kit.
Right.
You know, like drummers do.
Which we could not fit in this studio.
And Robert will play electric bass, and Tom, instead of playing acoustic guitar, will play electric guitar and pedal steel. And then in addition, I'll have a keyboard and an electric guitar.
Yeah.
And Trisha will kind of do what she's doing right now and have a tambourine.
Yes, and guitar and tambourine.
This is acoustic. This
percussion.
Is down.
There's some horns on the.
Yeah, we are not traveling with a horn section.
Mm-hmm.
So tried to introduce that on the last record, and I definitely foresee more of that.
Yes, definitely
yeah.
Sounds good.
When we do home shows, we invite our friends that play horns, and we make a bigger band out of it for home shows. But, yeah, when we're traveling, it's a little harder to fit us all in that van.
All right, so what do you got for us?
Yeah, let's do Golden Roses.
Still my last blood down to this bank. Still my last.
Come on now, baby, can't you save my soul? Travel all across the country, gotta find that gold. One more shot of whiskey before I ask your man for $64. Got a brand new plan. Me and old Frisco gonna climb up over town, dig a hole in the mountain. We ain't coming down. Take a look around and see what we can find. I hope you like the silver. We got a brand new. Well, there ain't no gold, and there ain't no roses, there ain't no sunshine, and I don't care. Goodbye, darkness, so long, troubles. 100,000 will buy my share. 100,000 will buy my share.
That's pretty wonderful. That's from the new release, Runaway Freeway Blues. Did I say blues? Is that what it is, blues? Yeah, it is blues. I suddenly thought I got the...
Nailed it. You nailed it.
I know. So how many shows are you doing in 2014? I'm sure you don't have them all.
I don't count. You know, I think we pushed 200 shows.
In 2013?
Yeah, and we're pretty busy.
All of you together in that 12-seated... van with a little black trailer behind it?
Yes.
Five-seater.
What's that?
It's more like a five-seater.
It's more like a five-seater. Is that how it feels?
Yeah.
It feels like a three-seater.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I can feel the shocks are getting beat down. The seats are getting beat down. Like
the trailer's definitely beat
down. You
know,
you start to know where all the springs are and like the little the metal bars in the seat and try to stay away from
those. Yeah, it's creakier every day.
Does it get old after a while? Are you still, thrilled?
I wouldn't say old. It's challenging, but
some days
it's not old or boring.
Longer drives than others. 10 hours versus an hour and a half today, you know. Much better drive today. We'll just say that. Some days are longer.
It wouldn't have been an hour and a half if you had your gas. If you had your gas, your tank filled.
We heard you call us out on that, just so you know. We were listening to you on the way here.
I just wanted folks to know. I said I had said at the very beginning
we
of the show.
We got a good kick out of it.
Yeah, you're
going to
be on at 2 o'clock. Okay. How about one more tune?
Yeah.
Or five.
We'll play as much as you'd like us to. It sounds good in here. It's pretty comfortable for some reason.
Yeah, good. You wouldn't believe how many people we've crammed in this little studio. It's been amazing.
What's the record?
I've had a whole chorus. I had a woman's chorus once. It must have been 22 people. That was a chunk.
That sounded really nice.
That was amazing, yes.
Wow, that's a lot of voices going in here. All right, well, how about another new one?
That would be great.
All right. So this is one I wrote, Annabelle. Wrote here earlier in the year. Was doing a solo show and tried to come up with something to pull off that way. This is our arrangement of it.
That's Cruz, and this is the Black Lilies. And Cruz, you write all the tunes?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay.
I do. One, two, three. Song I'll sing for you, listen to my story, about a girl named Annabelle, nearly drove me crazy. Whiskey in the morning, dance all day and evening, cut a rug and she was gone, left my heart reeling. And the song goes on and on, from dusk till dawn, one more twinkle, then it's gone. Annabelle, my heart just fell.
twinkle, then it's gone. Annabelle, my heart just fell. One more dance with you.
Brand new from the Black Lilies, who are gracing our studios this afternoon. So, Cruz, a lot of songs are coming from the road, as opposed to you waiting till you get home from a road tour.
Yeah, we actually got some time off though this winter. I think kind of January got to be home for a little while, so I got to write a few tunes, and we got to actually rehearse. We've got a kind of a basement space where we've got some gear set up and spent some time working on some songs at home, so that was nice. Actually,
tell us about the name Black Lilies. Where did that come from?
Well, early on, one of the first songs I wrote was called Where the Black Lilies Grow, and I'd been, you know, had a notion that I wanted the band to progress and have a name. So I spent about a year just looking at billboards and waiting for something to pop out, you know, at me, and nothing really did. But when that song came to me, the image right away seemed unique and just kind of where I was at the time, the imagery worked for me. So kind of hung on to that. And a few months later, we made the record. And the night that we sent the record off to get mastered, we named the band. So our first show as the Black Lilies was the first CD release show.
Mm. Any other names that popped up that you considered?
You know?
Don't drive drunk.
Maybe not.
If you're looking at billboards.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't remember. I just kind of knew, like, once you named it, you're stuck with it. So I didn't force it. So I don't remember second place. That was the first idea.
So has this crew been with you from the beginning?
Tom and I have been in it since the beginning. Tom actually played in the other band I used to play in.
Robin Ellis?
Yeah, for about 2 years. So, and then we played together with a friend, Jay Clark, in Knoxville, and just found different ways to collaborate. So once this project started, you know, we were kind of on each other's radar that way. And everybody, Robert and Trisha joined us once we started touring. Once it became, you know, once it left the living room and, like, the local bar.
And literally, it's been no turning back, right?
No, not yet.
Down those roads.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bowman's been with us about a year.
Almost to the day, right?
Yeah.
We're going to celebrate his anniversary soon. Yeah. That'll be good.
Learning fast and furious.
How about one last tune?
Okay.
And let me just say that you're listening to the Black Lilies right here on Freeform. They're going to be performing this evening at Low Spirits. And they're located at 2823 2nd Street Northwest. The show begins at 9 o'clock, and it opens up with the Howling Brothers, your pals, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think they'll probably join us on stage. We did a little jam last night in Santa Fe. I think we got something going there. They sound great. They play fiddle and harmonica and banjo and upright bass and guitar and kind of multi-instrumentalists, all vocalists. And
sounds like a very
really,
fun show.
Really nice guys.
Yeah.
Good at hacky sack also.
Yeah, hacky sack.
I think Bowman can, I'm not sure. Bowman has wants to say something.
Step up to the mic, Bowman.
I just want to say hey to my mom. She just texted me. She's listening.
Oh,
hey, Mama Bowman.
Hey, where is she?
Hey, Beth.
She's in Austin, Texas.
Oh, very cool. She's listening. Oh, good.
Yeah, probably.
Hello, Mom.
He loves you.
He does. We all do. She knows that.
Bob's probably not listening.
She's one of our biggest fans. She's wonderful.
Let's do the Willie P song. Are we doing another song?
Yeah.
I didn't make that up.
Yeah, one more tune.
All right, so we just did played at the Folk Alliance conference in Kansas City, and we were invited to be part of a Willie P. Bennett tribute show. And Willie P. was a Canadian folk singer-songwriter, and I met him a few years ago before he passed away playing with Fred Eagle Smith, and I was really taken by his mandolin playing and approach to mandolin. He was really their lead guitar player, but used his mandolin to create that, and great vocalist. Anyway, so we got asked to do this and discovered this song of his, and we've been playing it regularly since. And so Willie P. Bennett song is called Trying to Start Out Clean. Whoa.
Oh, I left my baby and I don't know what to do. She was good to me and all of my friends too. She used to come to me first 'cause she said her love was true. And it made me blue. It made me blue. Sometimes I dream a lot about the years. When I wake up dead, there's no one. I got things in my brain that tend to tear me apart, like a broken heart. I'd like to start out clean. Family and friends are what I used to admire. They made me think maybe I had more than just a desire to go back home. I set all my bridges on fire, and it made me blue. It made me blue. Sometimes I feel like a river rolling round the bend. When I reach the end, there's no one there to defend me. Well, I got things in my brain that tend to tear me apart, like a broken heart, crying to start. Thank you.
kick in my back door, hell, come on in. Any friend who's a friend won't mind being where I've been. I'd lend a helping if I had a helping hand to lend, but I fear the end, and it makes me whoa, 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 whoa. Sometimes I scream a lot about the years, and when I reach the end, there's no one there to defend me. I got things in my brain that take me down near and far, like a broken heart.
Oh, I so appreciate you coming by today.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a real treat to have you live in the studio. Very, very much.
Thank
so.
Thank you so much.
And when you pack up, I'm going to play one of my favorite tunes from, I love them all on Runaway Freeway Blues, but the first one, The Fall, that was the first one I listened to. I listened to the whole thing straight through and have played it a couple of times. It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, the music is great. So this, again, is Black Lilies are going to be at Low Spirits tonight. The show definitely begins at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's
have fun.
Right.
Where are you
Tell
heading?
Your friends.
Where do you head next?
We'll be in Scottsdale, Arizona tomorrow night at the Western, and then we're spending the weekend in Indio, California at Stagecoach. So we play Friday night and then we'll check all that out.
This group there, Release Runaway Freeway Blues, I feel like I've said it 50 times already this afternoon, has received critical acclaim. This group is been places, they're going places, and
and we are places.
And you are places, yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.